Hi, I am Sarah from TrendingUs.com. I am here to let you know about 4 reasons why it is good to be arrogant. So, let's get started. Being arrogant per se means having a feeling of self-importance, being conceited, haughty, suffering from superiority complex, but not always does this mean that there can be no good coming out of it. Well, I certainly do not favor arrogance, but if we think about it critically, there are some benefits that may come to fruition because of this quality. As it is said that every coin has 2 sides. Similarly, even arrogance, in certain situations, can be looked upon as a good thing, but we have to have a certain perspective to understand this notion. Here are some ways how. 1. Building confidence by being arrogant. Okay, it's a little controversial when I say that arrogance may help someone in developing his, her confidence, but the truth is that a certain kind of attitude that is required to exude confidence can actually look like arrogance, to a few. But this cannot stop a person from being confident. It is said that a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep. It is certainly true, as what may be perceived as arrogance by some people, might actually be the confidence that the person possesses. Arrogance is mostly the result of the success or the achievements of a person. It is natural to be a little proud of one's triumphs. So, arrogance may definitely help in carrying the ounce of confidence that one has, even if no one approves. Maya Angelou said that, "Nothing can dim the light that shines from within." And you should apply this to your daily life and not let anyone get at you. 2. Keeping unwanted people at a distance. Well, this is a known piece of information that arrogance does help in keeping people at bay. There are scores of people who may harm you in many ways, especially emotionally. So being arrogant can actually help in keeping them away. This can save you the time and energy wasted in dealing with such people. Arrogance creates an invisible shield around you so that no one messes with you or takes you for granted. Being safe from such persons can help you focus on much more important things in life, such as your work, commitments, and your personal life. Nobody would then bother and distract you, and you would be free from any interruptions or obstacles. For example, at your workplace there may be people who bother you a lot. The simple solution to this is to maintain your distance by minding your own business. This may seem arrogance to your colleagues, but this sure will keep the troublemakers away. 3. Want to get your work done? Yes, it's pretty eccentric to make such a statement, but if you look at this objectively, it does happen in real life. If you know the troublemaking people around you, then arrogance can become a tool in helping you to get your work done with ease. The main problem with people who trouble you is complex issues. They are generally threatened by the talents you possess and find every opportunity to bring you down, but you must be able to challenge them and not let it bother you in any way. Also read, 10 Hacks to Make Things Happen. In the words of Mark Twain, to succeed in life, you need 2 things, ignorance and confidence. This is absolutely spot on, since being confident enough to ignore their distressing acts is the key to your own success. Thus, people stop taking you lightly and make sure that you have what you ask for. There are working environments where such an attitude is normal, and so you have to get tough with people in order to function properly. 4. A different meaning to arrogance. Let us look at the other side of being practically arrogant. We can use it in a positive sense too. Such as, arrogance in terms of living your life on your own terms, arrogance in the sense of taking up a stand for something where others are afraid, arrogance in terms of being your own master and not depend on anyone else, being arrogant by breaking the stereotypes and stepping out of your comfort zone. Think of arrogance as stubbornness, where you are adamant enough to achieve what you aspire and there is nothing in the world that can even try to stop you. In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. Imbibe this philosophy in your daily life and don't let anyone make any decisions for you, for you are your own boss, and let it remain that way. Having such an attitude will help you in different walks of life, but you have to make sure that in this process, you don't end up hurting others or yourself. Other than the reasons stated above, in generic terms, if arrogance, although being an off-putting quality, is used in a constructive way, then wonders can be achieved. Yes, It has to be balanced because there is a thin line between arrogance and being rude. In the desire to achieve success, you cannot be rude or selfish. Your arrogance should be channelized in a productive and not a destructive way. This is where the challenge lies. Being arrogant should be able to help you and not turn into the kind of person you don't want to be. Shutting yourself completely won't help either. Make friends and share your feelings with them so that you have someone who is there for you in times of need. Also, don't let arrogance be your only shield, otherwise you'll end up being alone. Be open enough for people to be able to understand you so that no one misjudges you. After all of this, shout out to all those who are arrogant for good reasons. The more you love your decisions, the less you need others to love them. So, be yourself and don't care much about what others might think, but be good and right, for only those who are right cannot be questioned. If being the kind of person you are gives you a sense of worth and fulfillment, be it. Well, that's all for now. Stay tuned to trendingus.com for more.